There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now.
We're here.
We are, and we got a great show tonight, Dr. Pat.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. It's great to see all of you. Great to have you all here. Love connecting with all of you. Mark, we got a great show lined up. By the way, this is a live call-in show, but it's even more than that. We're going to be taking your feedback over social media. There's just a whole range of things to talk about. But shall I start with an event?
Okay.
My ruling planet is Jupiter. A large object crashed into Jupiter the other day, the planet. Right? Now, some people, there's like two scientists that were like, oh, we saw it happen. Right? Now, for me, that's too close to home. Even though Jupiter is like a gazillion miles away, anything crashing into any planet I know is too much. It's too close to home. But what a metaphor. How is it the largest planet we've got? How is it that that can take a hit like that? I mean, it was like, boom. I was thinking about this today because in my world, my friends say, of all the people on the planet, of course you would get that bit of news. You, Pat, you know, out of everything that's going on in the headlines, everything people are going through, you. And I said, you know, I look at things in metaphor. And I was talking to my friend. I said, you know, the other thing I do, I read stuff like this. See that little book? It's a little teeny book, and it's called A Treatment Against Fear. What a great little book to talk about for today's show, because this is a live call-in show to help you with your treatment against fear. That's what we're doing today. We're connecting with people. So this little book, can you see how teeny this is? Like it's like this. But it's a book by Emmett Fox. Gotta love the Emmett. And it's Be Still, A Treatment Against Fear. And I think, Emmett. It will take me a lifetime to try to understand the depth and the breadth of what Emmett Fox does say. But in this show, we cut right to the chase.
Yes,
let's get at what this show's about from your perspective, Mark, and what we're going to do to help folks today.
This show tonight or this show in general?
Oh my gosh, you're getting all meta. You did what I do.
What is the sound of this show happening, Dr. Pat?
I don't know. I'm checking to make sure I got my sweater on.
This show, tonight, we'll take it one step at a time, is about people expressing their fears, their concerns, their anxiety. And The Psychic and the Doc, what this show's about is giving an open-minded forum where people can be who they are, express their feelings. I can do a reading on them. You get Dr. Pat's intuitive, street smart, psychological, behavioral insights. And it's not that we're telling you what to do with your life. We're not prescribing or diagnosing. We are listening. We are presenting issues. I convey what is transferred to me from the other side. I tell you what it is. How you interpret it is up to you. And it's, I think it's pretty much the same with what you're doing too, Dr. Pat. You're very good at identifying issues going on in people's lives and presenting it to them in a way they haven't thought about it. And then it's up to them how to respond to it. Yeah. So, and fear. I like what you said. You said fear is F everything and run. Okay.
That's the way I grew up understanding about
it. Yeah. You know, when I hear these people going, fear is false evidence appearing real. It's like, sorry, I don't buy that. Okay. There's a lot of people in the spiritual realm that all love is good, all fear is bad. It's like, let me tell you something. I was a criminal defense lawyer, and I was talking to our producer Jacob about this before we started the show. And I've been in the trenches. I've been in prisons, in jails. I've dealt with hardened criminals, psychopaths. I sat across the table from a guy once in a jail, and he was restrained, and he said, and I was his lawyer, and he said, if I wasn't restrained, I'd slit your throat. Thing is, he meant it. You know, so people go around like, oh, fear is bad. Let me tell you something. Being afraid of that guy is a very logical and rational fear. And then love. Okay, what happens when you fall in love with a sociopath? Come on, Dr. Pat, you're the psychologist. Does that ever end up good?
Well, you know, so here is what, do you want me to tell you when it ends up good?
Yeah.
Okay, so from a reality perspective, no, it does not. I mean, it would be a rare, rare case. What is the rarest case I know of? Peace Pilgrim, and the story of Peace Pilgrim getting in that truck as she's making her way across the country, taking peace and love, and getting in a truck with a psychopath and a sociopath, actually a serial killer.
Yeah.
And when you read about that Peace Pilgrim story, you can go ahead and read about that. You read about Peace Pilgrim, because I think it is the exception. And I think what she was able to demonstrate in that moment was a moment of love, because one of the things we know is that in many, many ways, love really does heal and cure so much. But if you're talking about the traditional, and I want to be very clear right here with people, when you hear me talk about narcissism, I'm referring to the real narcissism, which is called narcissistic personality disorder. I'm not talking about just rolling around saying, my boss is a narcissist, my sister. No, not that one, but maybe they are.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that. If you are in a relationship with someone like that, I can send you to a few great people to help you get out of it. You will not change them. You may think they're going to go to therapy, but they won't.
Right.
But here's what today's show is about. How do you face them? How do you face yourself? Right? Somebody said to me, you can't have courage without fear.
Yes.
And here's the thing. You can turn fear into jello with a nanosecond of courage. That's what today's show is about. It's to help everybody here know that we are about courage. Mark, what you do is connecting people and bringing forth messages so that folks can muster up what they need to muster up right. to live an amazing life. Because that's our birthright, I think.
Well, it is. And the other thing about fear is everybody experiences it. You know, a lot of people, men in particular, you know, because a lot of the work that I do, I try to help men grieve. You know, guys are afraid to cry. They're afraid to express their grief. They're afraid to express their feelings because they think that will somehow make them appear weak. And it doesn't. Fear is part of life. And that's what we're dealing with tonight is you got to confront it. So do it from an intelligent and healthy perspective.
And part of what we're going to do today, I'm going to do something different. I know we're going to go to break and then we'll come back and we'll go to the phones. But I want everybody to know we are this is a live call-in show with us today. The show is about all of you. 1-800-930-2819. Got a lot of people helping out with the phones. Of course, Jacob is doing what Jacob does very well. 1-800-930-2819. And when we come back from break, we're going to do something really interesting. Because one of the things that I know about myself, and there's a reason I held this book up. And by the way, people say to me, how many tools do you have? Do you work with it? I got more tools to work on me. I'm not kidding. I get to show up here because I read stuff. I have my brain tapped. I'm totally working on being the best version of me. My question is today in the show, we're going to give you some great information. Do you want to be the best version of you? Do you want it? Do you really want it? Like, do you really, really want it? Because you're going to get it today. Let's take a short break, Mark. When we come back, we're going to hit the phones. We're taking your calls. We're taking your comments, 1-800-930-2819. We got something going on today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
TalkRadio.com.
Yeah, we're here. Yep, you're listening to the Psychic and the Doc, Mark Anthony and I. Okay, 1-800-930-2819. This is the kind of show that if we didn't, I mean, it would be interesting. We're not really censored on this particular show in terms of language. I know it goes across Facebook, but I do not think Facebook censors people for language. Actually, I don't know what anybody's doing. But the point is this, we're ready to take on fear. We're ready to face it right in the eye, get some help, and create an amazing life. 1-800-930-2819. I say we go to the phones. What do you say?
I'm ready.
Let's do it, Jacob.
All righty. First up, we've got Ron from Florida.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Ron, you're on the Psychic and the Doc. What can we do for you?
And you're live.
Hey, Ron, are you there? There you go.
Hey, Ron, you're live on The Psychic and the Doc. How can we help you today?
I'm just a follower of Mark's. Someone sent me his book, Evidence of Eternity, and I've been following him since. And just love your show and your website, everything, Mark. And I definitely know what you're saying about men that don't like to cry.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing.
It is, isn't it? And you know, Ron, if I may, my dad was a Navy SEAL, okay? And he said to me on more than one occasion, but particularly in the last few years of his life, he said that a real man is never afraid to cry for somebody he loves who has died. And he also told me that a real man is never afraid to say, I love you. And, you know, on behalf of our gender, we have a hard time expressing those feelings. What's your take on that, Ron?
I believe that, and I can do that. I have two sons, and I definitely tell them I love them every time I talk to them.
Perfect. Awesome.
On the phone.
You know, boys need to hear that. In my work as an attorney, as a medium, just as a human being, I've come across so many men that say to me, my father never told me that he loved me. Or somebody says, well, you know, my family, we never say we love each other. You should just know. And so, well, yeah, maybe you should just know, but we all need to hear it now and again. So how can we help you, Ron?
Well, I just thought I'd try to get on the show. I want to get together with you, but I know you're not doing the person to person, so I probably will do a phone with you.
Okay.
Because I definitely believe in you.
Well, you believe in my work. Okay. And I'm not, you know, yeah. Cause people, you know, need to understand that.
I
appreciate that.
I think he believes in you.
Well,
look at this. Come on.
Well, I look at myself as the custodian of this ability, and I'm just the conduit for the work. And Ron, I really appreciate you saying that. And, you know, because some people, they feel more comfortable getting a personalized, you know, reading, and a phone reading is just as accurate as an in-person reading. Because as I explained in my book, Evidence of Eternity, and in my new book, which is coming out in like 3 weeks, The Afterlife Frequency.
Yay!
Spirits move at the speed of light because they are pure electromagnetic energy. And guess what? So are we. We're just vibrating at a different frequency. And when you die, your frequency shifts to the afterlife frequency. And so that's why we're able to do this on air. Last week, you know, we were cooking with the readings. And that's why, you know, Dr. Pat, is it 1-800-930-2819? We are taking calls from listeners.
Well, how do people schedule a reading with you? Let's make sure Ron and everybody knows, right? And I love that Ron called in and showed you that appreciation. Because, you know, I also grew up in a family, and you know this, and I don't like to categorize men and women, but there are some aspects of our socialization that make us different. And, you know, the full expression that Ron had for you is so very important, Mark. You know, it's so very important for all of us to take a moment to appreciate somebody else. But anybody that's listening can schedule time with you.
Yes.
So would you mind telling folks how to do that? And then you mentioned your book.
Yes.
I think if you don't mind telling people, how the heck do we get that book? And what is the book, Mark? Come on.
All right.
Yeah, I think Mark had a moment today. I love it. I think Mark had a little heart-touching moment.
I did. I am. I'm having it. My new book is entitled The Afterlife Frequency. And my website is afterlifefrequency.com. And if people would like to schedule a telephone reading with me, also, I invite people to sign up for my newsletter because it'll keep you up to date on upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc and other appearances I have online. You can find out about all of that at afterlifefrequency.com. Also, there is a grief management page on my website, which gives out several suggestions on how to cope with grief. And one of the most popular pages in that section of my website is the 10 things to say to someone in grief and the 10 things not to say to someone in grief. Because a lot of times when a loved one passes, you know, the coworkers, friends, even family members, they don't know what to say. And they'll come up and say things like, well, you can always have another child, or, you know, you're young, you'll meet somebody new, or she lived a long life. And they don't mean for those statements to be hurtful, but they are. I did a reading for a woman whose little boy was kidnapped, raped, and murdered by a serial killer. And somebody said to her, it's been a year. Aren't you over it yet?
Yeah.
So the reason I created the grief management section, sometimes you don't know what to say to somebody. And what I suggest is you can say, I don't know what to say, but my heart goes out to you. Or give them a hug.
Yeah.
Or say, it may sound cliche, but say, I'm just so sorry for your loss. And I find one of the most empowering things to say is bring up a happy memory about the person. You know, I always loved your mom because she had the best sense of humor. Or, you know, your brother, you know, he was always there for me. I remember one time my car broke down. I called him up and he came, you know. Validate the person who died for the survivors. And because, you know, we're talking about fear. What's the greatest fear in life? One of them is losing a loved one. And the other fear is worrying that that person is disintegrated into nothingness. Now, your question, Dr. Pat, what is the book? The Afterlife Frequency. The subtitle is The Scientific Proof of Spiritual Awareness and a spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. I've spent my lifetime studying quantum physics, theology, philosophy, archaeology, history, human anatomy, physiology, mediumship, and spirituality. And this book took me 6 years to write, to get the research and the stories to illustrate the concepts together to prove to people that we don't disintegrate when we die, that we are pure energy, which shifts to the afterlife frequency. And there's many more facets to the book. And, you know, we'll be talking about it more in probably later in this episode and upcoming episodes.
Yeah.
But that is the gist of what this book is about.
And, you know, we're going to take a short break. The other thing is, again, I want to really let people know, Mark. I mean, the readings we're doing on the show today, and we're going to go to the phones. We got Casey from Seattle, Nancy from Canada. And so one of our Facebook, and thank you, one of our Facebook people actually spelled out the acronym I grew up with for understanding the word fear. And I guess Facebook didn't like that. So that's what they did. They effed everything and ran on Facebook with that one. And you know, this is really the essence of fear. There was a reason that my mentor gave me that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that and we're going to go to the phones. But think about this. Fear will have you run away from your dream. Fear will have you stop from going to the gym. Fear will have you reach out and hug somebody you love. Fear will have you ... stop everything and run. Unfortunately, it's not an S. It could be seer, but it's not. It's an F in front of fear. And you know what I'm talking about. All of you know.
Yes.
The minute you get that feeling of something, if there is a Learjet in front of you, it would have the word fear on it, and we would climb on that thing and we would go to who knows where. We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, more with the psychic and the doc, because we are taking a look at fear right in the eye. And you know what I'm about to say, but I'm not going to say it because I know Facebook you're watching. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why Is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back. Psychic in the dark. Mark Anthony, he's the psychic lawyer.
Way beyond. Dr. Pat is the doc.
I'm still trying to get used to that little label. Look, we're taking fear on today. Yes, we are. And this is a show to help you begin the process. I say begin the process because that's been my experience, but we're going to hop right to the phones. Why don't we hop over? Not very far. Hop into Seattle, right, Jacob?
That's right. We've got Casey from Seattle.
Hi, Casey. You're live on the Psychic and the Doc.
Hey, Casey. Hey. How you doing? Hi. You're on the Psychic and the Doc.
Oh, hi there. It's good to talk to you guys.
Great to talk to you. How can we help you today?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to call in because I'm really having fear of failure right now. I had kind of what I perceive as a failed relationship within the last year. And I had moved. I made a big move to be with the person. And I felt like this was the person I was supposed to be with the rest of my life, like maybe even have a child with kind of thing. And after I moved a couple months after I got there, he broke up with me. But we've been like in contact the entire time. But eventually I moved back to where I was coming from to try to pursue like career things. And once again, and I'm just like so afraid of failing with my career stuff. I don't know, just basically because things with the pandemic keep getting in the way of things I'm attempting to achieve as well. And I'm also afraid that maybe, like, I don't know. I was wondering also if you see that this person really was the right person for me, because it's kind of like we haven't really been able to leave each other alone in a way, even though we broke up. Like, we were still in constant communication this last year. So I was just wondering if you see that this is the right person for me, or if I made the right decision kind of to, like, go back and pursue these career things. I'm just a little confused about everything.
Yeah, we're going to get you some help, though. We're going to start with Mark.
Oh, thank you.
But believe me, I got more things to say to you than we have time for in the show. But I just want to say one thing before Mark starts.
Yeah, I want to see if there's some help from the other side. Okay.
You are an amazing being. And I want you to hold that thought. Hold that as Mark talks to you.
Okay, I'm picking up on, and Casey, just as a, this is to all the readers, let me finish what I'm getting from the spirit. I'll say, does that make sense? And then you respond. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm getting a female energy coming through that has a very maternalistic relationship with you. Now, that doesn't always mean a mother. That could be an aunt, or it could be a grandmother that you were very close to. And when my right hand heats up, that means this person is connected to you through your mom's side of the family. And what I'm getting from her is, ow, I'm feeling my breasts feel like her breasts feel like they're on fire. So this could indicate that this woman may have had breast cancer or some other problem with her chest, but it doesn't feel like in the heart or in the lungs. This feels like with her breasts. And this is a highly intense a sensation. And I'm also getting a nauseated sensation. A nausea is one of my cancer indicators. It would also be an indication that she was having difficulty eating and or holding down food prior to passing. Do any of these identifiers make sense to you?
Yes, I just can't remember who it is, but it is on my mother's side. You're right. I think it was her grandmother, so I think it would have been my great-grandmother.
Oh, cool. Okay. Do you know if they were from somewhere near Ohio, the Ohio Valley, Kentucky, that area, or does that area make sense to you?
Yes. It was the Midwest. They were all living in Michigan.
Okay. All right. So it's because they're pulling me over to that. I'm seeing a map of the U.S. and I'm getting the Ohio Valley. So I'm not jumping for joy, but at least they're pulling us in the right direction. Okay. So let's get her on the line. Hold on. Education. She's holding up an apple. Usually apples mean to me September because I associate September with picking apples. But in this context, it feels like education. Have you gone back to school? Are you an educator? Or is there something with education that is applying to you right now? I have another theory on this too. Go ahead.
Yes, that applies to me. I did actually go back to finish a master's degree. And so that I could further pursue my career,
perfect.
Or interest. So,
all right, perfect. So now we know we're locked on to your granny. Let's see what she's got to say.
Okay.
Ooh, boy, nice lady, but cuts to the bone. She says, "My dear, you sell yourself short. You compromise."
Okay.
She said, "Stop shopping clearance rack." Dr. Pat, okay. I want you to take it from there.
So let me start backwards. Let me start with the end in mind. And I know our time is short. I want to start with the end in mind, and that is about the career and the job. Obviously, you took action forward towards a career in the spirit of acknowledgement of yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You took an action.
Yes.
You made a change, and you're moving towards and have already moved towards a job and a career change. You've done that, correct? That's what you said when you came on. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're in that position now, right?
Yes.
Okay. How's that working for you? How's it going?
It's going okay. I'm just still waiting for my semester to start to finish up the schooling and everything. But I think
I
should be a bit. Yeah.
A school like Mark talked about.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Education.
Yes.
So you're in training.
Yes. Yeah. I just
Good.
Need to go back to school.
Beautiful. And once you're done with school, tell me what your vision is for yourself.
I'd maybe like to move to London, but I'm not sure about it.
But what career path are you looking at?
I would like to do something with the arts in London because I had already been working and studying in those fields. But I'd like to maybe spend some time in London, and then
great.
If it works out, I'm not sure. Maybe move to the Netherlands at some point to do a PhD.
Oh, so in this thing that you studied with the arts, how many times have you failed?
In the arts? Or like
yeah,
in
you know,
life.
Like you said, you had done things in the arts, and you're really attracted to the arts, and that's where you're going back to school, and you'd really love to do something in the arts, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How many times have you failed?
I mean, there was only really one major time I can think of off the top of my head, but it didn't turn out to be so horrible. Like it was just kind of embarrassing, but I got over it, and then I just learned from it and moved on. But
so you have no real history or track record of failing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, I guess there were things that came up recently in my life, though.
Like the relationship thing, right? Okay, but wait a minute. But you're talking about the relationship.
Well, I mean, in a way, yes, but there was like possibly, I was afraid that there was like a legal issue coming into play in my life, and everybody kept telling me it's not really a problem, like this isn't an issue, but for some reason, this situation really shook me up, even though there hasn't even been some kind of outcome.
Right. So what I'm trying to say to you is your thoughts, every thought is an accumulation of things. Every belief is that accumulation of things. And when you live, they will either become the barrier that will stop you from continuing to live. You have a vision and you have a dream. You made that really clear today. There is absolutely nothing that you've said that I know about in this short time together that says you're not going to be able to fulfill your dream. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Do you hear what I'm saying? There's no evidence.
Yes.
Okay.
And Dr. Pat, can I
you're
jump
right.
in real quick?
Yes.
The message from her granny said, stop selling yourself short.
Too short.
Goes right with what you're saying, because what's happening is you're afraid of failure, which is very normal, but you're selling yourself short. In other words, you need to give yourself more credit. Back to you, Dr. Pat.
No, he's absolutely right. And it's fascinating that, Mark, you were talking about education and school, because there it is. Here's what I will tell you, and there's not enough time on the show to say this to you. You also referenced your relationship. And you referenced your relationship, or shall I call it your past relationship, in the same breath you talked about your career and vision. You need to separate them. One is sucking the life out of the other. One is taking up emotional space for you. And it's not your vision and it's not your career. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So the deal is this. There's no evidence whatsoever, and I'm not sure why there is communication between you and your ex even at this point. And I'm referring to them as your ex. They are your ex, correct? You're no longer in relationship with them. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. It just was confusing for me about how much we were talking and everything, and
it's
so really
confusing. It's confusing and it's detracting from your dream. You made a bold move to take care of yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You need to feed that dream. And the minute that you're confused about relationship conversations with an ex, that is enough information to say no mas.
Okay.
That means no more.
Yeah.
You're not getting back together. Is that correct?
I don't know. I'm not at this point, no, because I moved away again because he said he wasn't ready for a relationship.
That's right. There you go.
You
don't need to be communicating with somebody that walked away from you.
Okay.
There's someone for you, but you deserve someone that's walking towards you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There is someone for you. But not someone that walks away from you. Can you stand up for yourself and take care of yourself now? Because that relationship is not supporting where you are right now in your life. It's taking up too much of your emotional space.
I don't really understand like why this relationship got me so off track, kind of, because I was already like doing things for my career and my schooling, and then suddenly like I had met this person, but we had been friends for a really long time, for like 10 years though, and I kind of like came back into like contact with them. Yeah. And like I just kind of fell head over heels in love, and I've never moved somewhere for somebody before.
Believe me, I am taking this entire walk with you step by step. But all of that, you got to put in the context. Put it in the context of walking towards someone that is walking towards you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Many people do not move away and take care of themselves the way you did when they have been told, I don't want to be with you. You have done that. Now take it to the next level and take care of yourself and fuel your dream. This is not someone that's going to help you fuel your dream. You deserve better.
Yeah.
Thank okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Please let me know how you're doing, please.
Yeah, check back with
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Many blessings.
And that is a rule of thumb for everybody, Mark.
We
want to walk towards people that are walking towards us. We don't want to chase people. And I could have spent more time, but I know we've got other folks on the line here.
Real quick, I remember my mother said, when it comes to relationships, they all require effort, but they shouldn't become work.
You know what it is? Have you ever tried to walk in the opposite direction of an escalator? Like, I'm from New York. Do you know what an escalator is? Do you know the metal escalator?
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah. I'm laughing because when I was a little kid, I used to do that.
Exactly.
And it's like,
when people walk away from your love, you cannot walk away from your love with them.
Right.
She must love herself. But what it feels like and what she described is like me trying to walk up a down escalator. Lord have mercy to that picture. Who do we have next, Jacob?
Next up, we've got Nancy from Canada.
All right. Hi, Nancy.
Hey.
Nancy. Hey, you're live.
I'm live. There we go. I was listening so intently to the last conversation. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Nancy. We're here to help you now.
Right, my turn. So, I manage so much of my emotional energy in the most wonderful, wonderful ways. I help people. I do so much. And yet, as a parent of an adult child who lives far away, I'm struggling with allowing him to make his own choices. I'm really, really struggling because our beliefs though they are very, very similar, in a big pivotal choice, they differ. And I'm allowing. But I would sure love a little bit of guidance from my loved ones on the other side.
Mark!
Is your dad on the other side?
Not my father. A couple fatherly types.
Okay, because I'm getting... Hold on. Let me... Because I'm getting this male energy that feels very, very paternal coming through. Let me get a few pieces of evidence before you respond. Okay. Wow, I feel like I'm marching. So this guy was clearly in the military, and definitely military. And it feels like it was Navy, because I'm seeing ships, I'm seeing water. And I get that this guy was really disciplined, but he definitely was not a stick in the mud. And with his passing, I'm coughing. So this feels like lung cancer to me, because I'm smelling smoke, which would indicate that he was a heavy smoker. I'm getting the burning sensation in the lungs. And I feel this emaciated sensation toward the end of his physical life, which would be an indicator of cancer. Does this make any sense to you?
The question I would ask is maternal or paternal?
Don't worry about it. Does it make sense to you in any way?
Yes, definitely.
All right. We don't have a lot of time, so I want to get him in here, get this okay. to you. Okay. It's interesting. Tell us about your son throwing things. Now, I don't know if that's metaphorical or the real thing. Does your son have like a really good arm, like he throws in sports or something, or is throwing a
Very
terrible
good.
Thing for him? Very good.
Very
okay,
good.
Great. So we know. So whoever you think it is, that is who it is, because this is a verifiable fact following the message. And he said, time to let go. He goes, you only can do so much. He goes, the mother hen does not take care of a full grown rooster. So back off. He said, it's for your own good. Back off. It's for your own good. Because he said, the more you try to get in there and shape your son's decisions, the more resistance you're going to meet. And he said, and you know this already. You just need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's with cinnamon? Love it, hate it, makes sense to you in any way. I am just losing this cinnamon.
Yeah, I've been ingesting a lot of cinnamon to keep me warm because it's getting cooler here. And it
okay.
also helps me with my own flares.
Okay. Yeah, when a spirit gives me a message of an explanatory or advisory nature, which he just did, and then they follow that up with an objectively verifiable fact, cinnamon, which you're using quite a bit of for various reasons, that verifiable fact, in this case, cinnamon, is how the spirit's letting you and I know we have properly received and interpreted the message. Dr. Pat?
I know we have a short time. It's difficult when we're away from people we love. So let me just say that and acknowledge it. It's even more difficult when we're away from those people we love and we wish they would do the things that we're doing to take good care of ourselves, and then they don't. Right? You know, I'm going for a mammogram. I go to mammograms. I get them. That's what I do. And I have a best friend, and it'll be a cold day in hell if I could get her to go and get a mammogram. So why do I want her to do that? Because of what? I'm worried. I'm fearful. Where is that coming from? Oh, a friend of ours is going to get us. So you see, I could go on about this.
Absolutely.
I live by a prayer. I live by a lot of prayers, but I live by one prayer. And I just want to say it to you. I don't know if you believe in God, replace the word God with anything you want, but it's simple. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
If I had a dime for every time I say that during the day, I would literally be on a yacht right now somewhere.
Me too. Thank you. That is exactly what I needed to hear. You're both amazing. Thank you for all the work you do.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure. Bye.
Oh my God. We have the best audience on the planet. I love it.
We really do. I mean, every week we get the most interesting people. And, you know, a lot of people reaching out for help is so important, because, you know, many people feel isolated and alone. And this whole COVID pandemic has just intensified feelings of isolation, fear, anxiety. So that's what The Psychic and the Doc is all about. This gives you a forum to reach out. And, you know, we will convey information and make suggestions. But you as the caller have made the most important move, which is taking the first step of calling us.
I want to just end with a little, people call them prayers, I call them affirmations, but I want to just lead with this because of today's show, if we could, Mark, because what you just said is so pivotal, right? I want to just say to everybody, look, there are things that defeat us in life, and if we use those defeats in an interesting way, they give us victory. You understand they're not failures, but there are times when that's happened. And so if we change our attitude towards whatever that thing is, it allows us to flow in a more expansive and extensive manner. And so I want to just leave everybody with what you said before, but in an affirmative way, if we could, Mark. Everybody say this or think about this. I now accept all that I've hoped for and believed in. Can everybody feel that? I now accept all that I have hoped for and believed in. There is nothing in me that doubt at all could take from me. There's nothing in me that can doubt anything in my life. There's nothing that could doubt the good. There's nothing that could show up in the appearance of that. There is nothing in me that could dissipate my faith or dim its clear realization of all of you today that you've had in Mark. Oh my gosh. I see in everyone, every single one, I see this. I see that which I know to be true about myself. Therefore, everyone I think of is blessed by my thought, by your thought, and by the thoughts we bring into the world. Stand fast, everybody, in your belief of yourself. Stand fast in the power that you have. You know, stand fast to eradicate any fear or doubt that you may face in your life. Stand fast that you have what you need to transform and dissipate any fear or doubt. And take what Mark said today to people. Take some of the messaging you heard about empowerment. Mark, what would you like to leave us with?
You know, sometimes we feel powerless, but when you acknowledge that you have no control over the past, you are empowering yourself today, which will open up the door to a brighter tomorrow. So there's empowerment to be found in the sense of powerlessness, and there is courage to be found in facing fear. And all these, what you may feel are negative emotions and feelings, are simply lessons on the journey that is your life.
Thank you, Mark. Again, we'll see everybody next week on The Psychic and the Doc the same time. And Mark, again, tell folks how they can schedule time with you one-on-one.
Kindly visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And we will see you next week. And we're going to have another great show next week. And I'm really looking forward to being back on the air with the Doc that Rocks, which is Dr. Pat. And tune in every week this time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat.
us silly right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems, yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.